We will read God's Word this morning from Numbers chapter 27. Numbers chapter 27. And what we read is also the text that we consider this morning, verses 1 through 11. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. And these are the names of his daughters: Mahlah, Noah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest, and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no son? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his daughter. And if he have no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses." Thus far, we read the Word of God this morning. What a wonderful testimony baptism is to us that we witnessed this morning of the covenant of grace that God has made with believers as men and women, husband and wife, and then with their children, boys and girls, sons and daughters. Genesis 17, God said to Abraham, "I'll make a covenant between me and thee." He did not say, "and thy sons after thee," but "thy seed," meaning your boys and your girls. And then in Acts 2, when the Apostle Peter testified that the promise of God is to you who believe, he didn't say to you men, he said to you men and women, and not to your sons, but to your children, your sons and your daughters. And that in the Old Testament, which means also now in the New Testament, the daughters were included in God's covenant is clear from the passage that we read this morning and the text that we consider. The daughters of Zelophehad belong to the covenant of God. They have that status with its rights and its privileges. That is the only explanation for why they are able to stand before Moses and Eleazar and all of the princes, indeed all of the congregation of Israel, and make a request. And this is the only explanation for why Moses pays attention to their request and takes it seriously. These are daughters of the covenant. And this is the only explanation for why God, in response to Moses, answers. And by his answer, shows approval of the request of these women. They are daughters of God and of His covenant. Now in the New Testament, this is, if anything, even more clear to us. In the Old Testament, there was a ceremonial sign of God's covenant, circumcision. When a boy was born, that sign was administered as a testimony of God's covenant with those parents who believed and their son. Their daughters were included in that, but when a daughter was born, a girl was born, there was no visible ceremony administered to her to signify her inclusion in the covenant. It's significant that this morning, baptism having taken the place of circumcision, no boy is baptized. Two girls. Now in the New Testament, God clearly says, by the ceremony that we witnessed this morning, the girls as well as the boys are included in my covenant and friendship. The daughters of the covenant with the sons of the covenant are heirs of eternal life. That's really the main subject of the passage that we have before us this morning. You notice in the text that God speaks of an inheritance. And the daughters of Zelophehad are concerned about a possession.
Why? That's the idea that God is getting across and saying, when I give my people possession of the promised land, when I give my people salvation, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to come to me today. But it's forever and ever. And the daughters of Zelophehad are concerned about this. They're concerned about the truth of the gospel concerning salvation. They're concerned about what this means if somehow their father's name is forgotten and left out of the land of Canaan. Somehow that mars the beautiful picture that that land is supposed to represent. Somehow that mars the gospel. Somehow that takes away from the truth that when God saves his people, he saves them eternally, giving them a place in his kingdom. Why was it that these daughters were interested in the land of Canaan? And why was it that they had a spiritual perspective concerning the land of Canaan? Why was it that they believed that land represented heaven? And why did they have a strong desire to have an inheritance in that land, a name in that land? Because their father was told them. That's what the daughters are thinking about here too. If our father doesn't have a name and a place in Canaan, and if we don't have a name and a place in Canaan under him, then do we have a place in heaven? Because they so desired that place. They went and met with us. We need to understand this morning that we and our sons and daughters have the exact same inheritance that we have is in Jesus Christ. We are the citizens not of an earthly land. We are the citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And we look for Christ to come again to establish a new heaven and a new earth so that we will possess the promised land. We need to understand too this morning that our place in that kingdom of heaven is not connected to the earthly land. Can we say that we are?
we don't want to leave the church. Of course, we don't want our children to leave the church. And this is one of the reasons we tell them. The idea of leaving the church is hated by us because to be outside of the church would be for us a that request. living in walled cities, and they had armies that were better equipped than the army of Israel. By human might, there was no way they were going to inhabit the kingdom. Already in the victory over Sinai, the people of Israel learned it's going to be by the power of God's grace alone that they inhabit the promised land. But too, that land was going to be divided by lots. No one was going to go into the land of Canaan and take a portion of the land and say, "Now this is mine." Deliverance from the bondage of sin.